Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 21 January. 2015, it is Wednesday. You're in the right place. That is, if you have a mind that says, I don't depend on other people to fill it full of stuff, then you're in the right place. Because what we want to do is get to the issues. And no, do I want to talk about the NFL having underinflated footballs? Not really. Not on my list of things that are really important. But who would have guessed there would be fraud in the NFL? 11 footballs. Underinflated. Well, that's big news on television. And here at the Power Hour, I think the big news is that the U.S. is probably getting ready to intervene in Yemen. I've been telling you the last 3 or 4 days, they have set up Yemen. Set it up to you, the people. That is, those that are listening to television and telling them how, oh, it's horrible. It's horrible there. We've got to go in and fix that government. How many times have we heard that? Well, this morning they're even saying, basically, can you spell Benghazi? Really? Another disaster coming your way. Yemen is now in a horrible state, according to CNN and Fox News and all of the government news agencies. Yeah, it's the AQAP, it's the Houthis, it's the Shias, it's the whomever. As if we could follow these things and actually know what is really happening. They're referring now to Yemen as being a critical American ally. Yemen has been in a state of disarray for the longest time, hasn't it? So now they say they've got to send in these Marines because we've got to protect the people at the embassy. They've sent in 100 Marines now. Just watch the intervention begin. And I can't even see straight. How many countries have we never been in and have we left alone? The non-drone countries, I would like to know. Air Asia. New, quote-unquote, information that came out regarding Air Asia is shocking. Startling, in fact. And now CNN is backing down and referring to it as rumors. Now, how did this all get started? Was this by design? Short answer, of course, Joyce. Yes, it was by design. Euro having more trouble. Oh, I didn't mention, did I, that it was Groundhog Day in Washington, D.C. last night. More of the same. I did see one excellent article about all the promises for the last 6 State of the Union messages that never came true. All the promises of, here's what we're going to do. Really? Amazing. But the average person doesn't question. We are only one person. And if we could just get our guy in the White House, everything would be okay. Are you kidding? We've got our guys. We've had our guys. We haven't had our guys. We've had this party, that party, and nothing ever changes except it gets worse. And we have a president now that says, I don't care how many people you got in there that are called your team, the Republicans, but I'm going to operate from executive order anyway. He will bypass anyone and everyone he needs to do what he chooses to do. And no one seems to really care. Silver tops $18. Gold is at $1,300 this morning. I don't know if you've noticed or not, the last month gold has gone up $100. Pretty impressive. The price of oil is $46.79. The Dow right now is set to open at about 91 points in the red. What's going on with the euro? We'll be back after this. 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is George Riley. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay market commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. I want to say that this new war that we're going to be fighting in Yemen, isn't it neat that we don't have to go through Congress anymore, Senate? Nobody really, just the president, who says, it's bad over there, it's really, really bad, things are unstable. They're our ally, so therefore we must go over there. Have we been invited by Yemen in there? Probably not. The Hutus, the Sudis, the amazing number of groups. Remember, you've got to pull out your Excel spreadsheet to follow all these alleged terrorist groups, the majority of which are funded by the United States. Oh, don't tell me that's not true. You can check it out on yourself. The U.S. has given money to fund all these quote-unquote rebels. Now, you see, if they call them a moderate rebel, that's even easier, because they're only moderate rebels. But anyone, it seems like, that is involved in the terrorism business, probably, and I'm talking about their organizations funded by the United States. You know, we're dropping bombs, 500-pound Hellfire missiles sometimes, on Pakistan. Now, I don't know how many people know that we're at war with Pakistan, which people should say, I didn't know we were at war with Pakistan. But they were our ally also, because we need Pakistan to get into Afghanistan so we can, of course, transfer our poppy trade there that the United States has been doing. Poppy trade is better than ever. Well, Yemen is a country that the United States wants. And not only that, but they're starting to bring along Niger, Cameroon, all these places. It's like they want to just bomb them all and start all over again. Because, of course, the United States has the best government possible. And when they start talking about, can you spell Benghazi? And remember, Benghazi was not an embassy of the United States government. It was a house that was rented there, and that whole scenario in which one of our ambassadors was killed was for the transfer of weapons in Libya to Syria. And, of course, if you've listened to the Power Hour very long, you know about that. So, anyway, they're in Sana'a now, Sana'a, Yemen, with 100 Marines. Trust us, we're from the government. We tell you the truth on how many Marines are over there. I'm cynical. I'm very cynical because I see more people dying because they talked in terms of, well, isn't it time that we just start dropping bombs, cruise missiles, using drones over Yemen? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think it is the job of the United States government and military to drop bombs on any country that we don't like. Well, we do like them, and that's why we're over there. And we do want the resources that they possess. So thank goodness they've got AQAP, the Houthis, the Shias, all these people to back them up to say, see, bad guys are there, bad guys are there. If there's a bad guy there, we got to go. Because terrorism will happen just like Paris. And if you're still buying into the Paris story, oh, by the way, the mayor of Paris wants to sue Fox News. Fox News said that there were no-go zones in Paris. That's where the police won't go in because it's so bad. And then you had one U.S. governor say, well, we got that here in the United States. And boy, did he get trumped on for that. So now Paris wants to sue Fox News because they're hurting their tourism industry. I don't think that's going to be a real lawsuit. But, normally when they say, we're going to sue you, that usually doesn't happen. Another big story, I think, is AirAsia. This morning, President Fernandez, president of AirAsia Airlines, appeared on CNN. He would not address the recent rumor of what happened to that flight. All he would do is talk about how horribly devastating it was that day when the event happened, when the quote-unquote missing aircraft occurred. Now, allegedly, we are told, and I say allegedly only because, we're told a lot of things, but the tail section was found. They found about 56 of the people and identified their bodies, the passengers. They know where the middle section of the aircraft is, the fuselage of the aircraft. But here's the rumor. But it wasn't a rumor when Fox News said it the other day. News is from the quote-unquote black box and the the flight data recorder. The news is that the plane, the Airbus, went 6,000 feet per minute in an incline. Wow. Now, I would love to hear from pilots out there telling us what would create a plane having an increase in altitude of 6,000 feet per minute. I would love to know. Because that was the big news that was announced. Supposedly came from the flight data recorder or the black box, or what? Not the black box, but I think it was the FDR, the flight data recorder. Supposedly they say there was nothing that the pilot said during that time. He was just busy. Well, yeah, I bet he was. But, that goes into overspeed. And can you imagine I mean, there's no question then, if that plane was going 6,000 feet per second, increasing in altitude, no doubt that it crashed. Anyway, now today they're saying that that was a rumor. Now, since when does CNN, you know, pride itself in giving us the latest rumors? And then we have to live with that, or our minds live with that. Anyway, remember when the first missing aircraft occurred from Malaysia? And I told you, at that time, that plane was never going to be found. It was going to continue to be missing. Well, it has. Think about that. Anyway, the president said, I'm not going to address anything because I anything regarding the flat data recorder or the black box because I haven't seen it or heard it yet. Really? You're president of an airline and this thing has been out there for over a month, or they've found it over a month and you haven't seen a transcript yet? I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. And then it was Groundhog Day in Washington, D.C. yesterday. One of the Supreme Court justices, they're making a lot of fun of her, that she fell asleep. Well, I mean, hard not to, probably. It was long, drawn out, not very interesting. But I want to reflect on one thing here. There's somebody that did a really excellent presentation on 112 unkept promises from earlier Obama State of the Union addresses. Now, this one has merit. This is some interesting information. It's going to be in the email blast and at the Power Hour news section. Go to thepowerhour.com. And they go back to 2009. This is incredible. The stimulus bill, I'm going to just give you some examples. The stimulus bill will create 3.5 million jobs over the next few years, 90% of which will be in the private sector. Wrong. Create programs that will enable Americans facing foreclosure to lower their mortgage payments and save their homes. Wrong. Double the supply of renewable energy within the next 3 years. Wrong. The largest ever federal spending program on science will yield breakthroughs in energy, medicine, science, and technology. Wrong. Lay down thousands of miles of power lines to connect Americans' homes to these new sources of energy. Wrong. And by the way, this is only 2009 I'm reading from. Use stimulus funds to spend on preventative health care, which will get federal health spending under control. Wrong. Really wrong. Use the savings that result from the stimulus reform on health care to reduce the deficit. Oh, so wrong. Cut the deficit in half by the end of the first term in office. Oh, you've got to say, this is laughable. And people actually listen to the State of the Union message? Go line by line through the federal budget to eliminate wasteful and ineffective programs, saving $2 trillion over the next 10 years. A flat-out lie. Never raise taxes a single dime on any family earning less than $250,000. I mean, that's, I'm not even through 2009 yet. Then we go to 2010. Use stimulus funds to build a high-speed railway in Florida. No, didn't happen. Building a new generation of nuclear energy plants. No, not yet. Passing climate change laws that will make clean energy profitable. No. I mean, this is just crazy. And I don't even have, that's 112. And that's just from 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13. And 14. Last year, he said, lower corporate income taxes and close the loopholes. Use the money saved from corporate tax reform to finance new infrastructure spending. Slash bureaucracy through executive orders. No, he doesn't use executive orders for anything other than increasing the bureaucracy. Oh, and of course, last night, you know, all those college educations are going to give away because we have so much money, we don't know what to do with it. I mean, it's on and on. I'm not even going to deal with it any longer. It was Groundhog Day, again, for the president, because it's all about the lie. Now, that is 112 lies. Now, when is it, you know, you might semi, for a moment, trust a media person on television if they were actually to go over those lists right there? You know, wouldn't it be neat If Fox Business News would say, wait a minute, there were 112 unkept promises from earlier State of the Union messages that Obama gave. Can't do that. That might look like you're uncovering part of the lie. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley. Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. Vladimir Putin had a comment regarding the speech of the president yesterday. We hear from our Western partners that Russia is to be isolated. That was what Lavrov said. Specifically, Obama has just repeated that these attempts won't be effective. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that Russia will never resort to self-isolation. A Russian spy ship is in Havana ahead of the delegation's historic visit. The Russian Navy's intelligence collection ship, so said again, said Viktor Leonov, has docked in Havana just the day before the arrival of the American delegation. The Russian warship is moored in open view of a pier used for cruise ships. The ship's visit, unannounced by the Cuban authorities, comes as the U.S. and Cuba are attempting to restore dramatic ties broken in 1961. New military draft starts in Ukraine amid intensified assault on militia-held territories. The Ukrainian military draft for 2015 is now in effect. It's expected to see 100,000 people joining the army in three stages throughout the year. The self-proclaimed Donetsk Republic says the process is undermining peace agreements. The first stage of the draft, starting on Tuesday, will last 90 days and will seek 50,000 recruits, and then more stages to follow. Russian signs military cooperation deal with Iran. Times of India is reporting that Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu on Tuesday signed a military cooperation deal with Iran that his Iranian counterpart touted as a joint response to U.S. interference. The deal provides for joint exercises and military training, as well as cooperation in peacekeeping, maintaining regional and international security and stability, and fighting against separatism and extremism, the Iranian Defense Ministry website quoted. Turkey's prime minister caught arming Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Kit Daniels is reporting that Turkey's prime minister, a NATO ally, is shipping arms to Al-Qaeda and ISIS via Syria-bound trucks operated by the country's intelligence agency, according to the Turkish military officials. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu banned media from reporting on three of the trucks searched by the military's Gendarme General Command, which discovered 45 to 55 missiles or rockets, 30 to 40 crates of ammunition, including mortar rounds, and it included anti-aircraft ammunition. Now, remember, the United States has used many of the countries in that area as transshipment areas. If you remember during the Gulf War, Jordan was a primary transshipment area. It was illegal for the United States to sell weapons to Iraq, so we sent them to Jordan, and Jordan sent them for us. Oh, are they smart or what? U.S. military's stunning conspiracy theory emerges from the archives that an ISIS leader does not exist. Zero Hedge is reporting this. As the New York Times exposed in 2007, Abdullah Rashid al-Baghdadi, the alleged titular head of the Islamic State, the chief American spokesperson at the time, says that he never existed and was actually a fictional character whose audiotaped declarations were provided by an elderly actor named Abu Abdallah al-Nima. So he was a ghost back in 2007. So he's supposed to be a real guy now, designed to put a face on the ISIS, a boogeyman of the current global anti-terrorist mania. And there are more and more people, including Paul Craig Roberts, former assistant to the Treasury, who says ISIS is paid for, bought and paid for by the United States government. Killing our own men with men we support. Same thing's happening in Syria. Remember, we reported yesterday that the gentleman who was going to be whistleblowing in Argentina regarding what happened, I believe it was, subject was with Iran. He was found with a gunshot wound to his head, and he was going to testify in just a few hours. Well, anyway, they ruled it a suicide immediately, which seemed a little strange, and it's even stranger now because no gunpowder was found on the Argentine leader's hands. What happens when you tell the truth? White House issues a veto threat on pipeline and abortion bills ahead of the State of the Union message. On Tuesday, they warned the United States President will veto those two bills. nothing ever changes, does it? We'll be back after this. 3 minute break. Oh, yeah, 3 minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joy Schreiley.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. Thank you for supporting the Power Mall. We really need your support. We're going to be closed down a little bit this morning because we have a heating problem over there. And it's like 20 degrees outside and I don't want any of my people over there. So we're going to have to get the heater fixed before everybody can come back to work. So if you call the Power Mall, you're going to get the message machine. And that's the reason is because we're looking out for our people today. So as soon as we get that taken care of, we'll let you know. We do have on special Purium. And a lot of you are doing the transformation pack. It is phenomenal. The results are phenomenal of the transformation pack. You can go to thepowerhour.com or go to your email blast and click on the Purium site and look at all that that transformation pack has. If you really want to get a good start in the new year, that's an excellent way to do it. I've done it before. I did it for 7 days, and it is amazing. The DVD, the Natural Medicine DVD by Dr. Gwen Scott, is on special for $35.50. Key stoves. We still have very few of the key stoves. So if you want one of those, also with the book by Doug Breathour, Make Smoke, Burn Smoke. Silver is on special. North American Urban Spice is on special. So give us a call. And if you have unlimited minutes, the number is 573-378-6049. 573-378-6049. Getting back to the news. Oh, let me tell you who's going to be our guest today. Now, if all works well, we've been, and bless Catherine's heart, she's been working at this along with Scott, our producer, to be able to try and get an inmate from a prison on the Power Hour. Now, this is an inmate that is going to be speaking of his case, but I also think it relates to a lot of other Gulf War veteran cases. He is incarcerated for a lifetime sentence, capital crime of killing, of murder. He is going to be on the show talking about other veterans also that are in prison and what goes on. I've been working with him for 10 years, was turned down as being an expert witness, which is the only case I was ever denied access to the court in an expert witness case. But they wouldn't let me testify about the Gulf War illness. So that's part of his case also, as I understand. So his attorney, Steve Compton, will be joining us too. And one of his attorneys will be joining us. Mike Maricello is his name. Former captain in the Army. He was a commander of a Black Hawk helicopter unit. Interesting story. So we'll be talking to Mike in the second hour. If all goes well with the prison, and I cannot guarantee, because sometimes they can get out, sometimes they can't make a phone call. And we'll see what happens. But Scott's going to do his best to get him on there. Also, a third hour, we're going to talk about silver. Colloidal silver, like, only called super silver, better. What is super silver? God gave it to us. It's not one of man's deals. It's one of God's deals. And speaking of God's deals for us and things that we use, how many of you have heard about MMS? Well, a little bit later, I'm going to tell you about a man who may spend 37 years in prison for selling MMS or supporting or promoting MMS. I've taken it myself. I have taken it myself and absolutely no problem. So we'll talk about MMS a little bit later. Sandy Hook Commission aims to ban guns that fire more than 10 rounds without reloading. An advisory commission conceived in the wake of Sandy Hook school shooting put forth recommendations Friday to further restrict the Second Amendment in Connecticut, calling for an all-out ban on guns that can fire more than 10 rounds without reloading. We saw that one coming, didn't we? Downgrading the U.S. will cost the S&P $1.5 billion. Let's talk a little bit about financial issues. The Dow is set to open today in the negative column. Gold is up 12,000 or 13,003. Amazing. I don't know if you noticed or not, but it's risen over $100 in about the last month, so that's a good thing. And silver is over 18. Anyway, remember when the S&P forgot for a second that it lives in a world of pretend free speech? And we're telling the truth would promptly result in a lawsuit by the U.S. government after it downgraded the U.S. from AAA to AAA plus in the summer of 2011. Well, S&P won't make that same mistake again because, according to Reuters, it will cost it $1.5 billion to settle with the government and put the whole downgrade episode in the past. Also, Saxo Bank. Saxo Bank, which is a Danish currency provider, is warning about bad times coming. Saxo Bank trade, this currency trader group that's still trying to digest losses on the Swiss franc, says investors need to gird for more of the same. Now, if you have not been listening to the Power Hour, if you're a new listener, and we do welcome all the new listeners that have minds that just are not satisfied by television or other traditional radio, there was a major event in the Swiss franc when they took off the cap of that regarding the euro, and the franc went up 30%, and it put a lot of people out of business. Well, the Swiss National Bank's decision to abandon its euro peg, well, that was just the first in a series of events that now threatens to destabilize markets. Now, you're not hearing about this on TV because they don't want you to know about this right now. But that statement that the Swiss bank's decision to abandon the euro peg was just the first in a series of events that threatens to destabilize markets, that came from Saxo's chief financial officer in an email. The extraordinary events of the past few days have shown that the market is returning to extreme volatility. If you notice, the volatility index has been up around 20 the last few days. The extraordinary events of the past few days have shown that the market is returning to extreme volatility, which in some asset classes we have not seen for years. Now, that again comes from the CEO or CFO. The bank, which says it's spending the next few weeks meeting with clients to help them manage their franc losses, will, as of today, require them to pay more to trade currencies using borrowed funds. The decision affects the euro, the dollar, the pound, and the yen. We have decided to tighten access to leverage. So there's some rough times, really rough times, coming in the financial markets. They wish they had a crystal ball, believe me. Saxo Bank said it generally holds insignificant proprietary positions and didn't itself have any net losses, but it's going to get rough. So what do they do? Talk about how the market's great, and then they give you, again, Groundhog Day, State of the Union message, which says absolutely nothing but more fraud. Yes, I am cynical, and I'm glad I didn't listen to it last night. I really am. In other news, after the Cincinnati Bridge disaster, Sanders is now calling for $1 trillion to address the infrastructure collapse. Common Dreams reports our infrastructure is collapsing. The American people know it. And Sanders, who is the ranking member of the Senate Budget Committee and a member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, he said the Interstate 75 bridge collapse in Cincinnati this past Monday is only the latest example. So he's going to announce legislation for $1 trillion investment over 5 years to modernize the country's physical structure and create 13 million jobs. Yeah, you bet. And at the same time, we're going to provide college educations to all the people, too. A very serious story. We covered the Yellowstone disaster, and I call it a disaster. There was a spill from a pipeline into the Yellowstone River, and now the cancer-causing chemical benzene, and I mean it does cause cancer, has been detected in the drinking water supply of a Montana town after a pipeline ruptured on Saturday, because it sent 50,000 gallons of Bakken shale crude oil into the partially frozen Yellowstone River. City officials are urging residents to use bottled water, which they have reportedly shipped in for public distribution. The warning, however, comes 2 days after the spill took place and directly contradicts the initial assurances from state officials on Sunday that there's no problem here, go ahead and drink the water. So they did for 2 days with benzene in it. Private data firms are spying on healthcare.gov users. Oh, surprise, surprise. The AP reports, it works like this. When you apply for coverage on healthcare.gov, dozens of data companies may be able to tell that you're online at that site. Some can even glean details such as age, income, zip code, whether you smoke or if you're pregnant. The data firms have embedded connections on the government site. Ever-evolving technology allows for individual internet users to be tracked, building profiles that are a vital tool for advertisers. Do they have right to your information? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. What can we do? The government spies on us, and then Mr. Snowden comes out and says, the government spies on you. Getting ready, Natural Society says, to microchip the entire human race. This is a little bit disconcerting because it comes from the former Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency director, you know, DARPA director, and new Google executive, Regina Dugan. They have unveiled a super small, ingestible microchip that we can all be expected to swallow by 2017. Oh, but it's not called a chip. That kind of bad press. A means of authentication, she calls it, is what it is. A means of authentication, not an RFID chip. She says it's called an electric tattoo, which takes NASA spying
to hold new levels. Getting ready to microchip the entire human race. That's at the Power Hour News section. Any of these stories, if you want to hear more about them, go to thepowerhour.com. Click on today's news. Wanda does an amazing job of putting that up there and also in the email blast. New Illinois cyber bully law lets teachers access students' social media. Oh, great. They shouldn't have any freedom either, should they, or privacy. Students in the state of Illinois can now be legally compelled to give their teachers access to their social media accounts through a new law that's intended to crack down on cyberbullying. Oh, I should say it's intended to control people. That would be more appropriate, don't you think? Seven homeschooled kids taken from their parents because the dad had an approved mineral supplement. The Bring the Stanley Kids Home Facebook page is reporting Praise God This Morning. Now, we covered the story yesterday. Praise God This Morning, we got the news. A local well-known lawyer who deals with family cases has taken their case free of charge. Yay! Wouldn't it be awesome if it came because of the Power Hour covering that story? Because you didn't hear about it on television. Also, a national news group is going to run a story. Several radio stations want to do interviews. The family has requested that the public call the following people. Asa Hutchinson, who is the governor. Judge David Switzer and District Court of Garland County. But be very polite, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be accused of doing or saying anything that wouldn't be professional. And by the way, they searched the home and they found MMS in the home also. And they're saying that is part of the reason they're doing what they're doing. Roundup herbicide, a kidney killer, a new observational study, confirms the hypothesis that Roundup, that's glyphosate, the Roundup herbicide is behind the mysterious global epidemic of chronic kidney disease that has taken thousands of lives. The reality is that we're all at risk. Anyone exposed to glyphosate is anybody who drinks water, breathes the air, or eats non-organic food. You could be subjected to the kidney-harming effects. Did you know that the leading cause of liver failure is something people take all the time? Acetaminophen. That's right. Alarming number of cases of liver damage, acute liver failure, and death. 26,000 hospitalizations, 56,000 emergency room visits, 100,000 calls to poison control centers, and 450 deaths. Even when taken in recommended doses, acetaminophen can cause minor problems, but it is a very profitable drug. Over the counter, anybody can get it and poison their liver. But when you consider 450 deaths from acetaminophen and not one death from MMS, not one death from MMS, ladies and gentlemen. And yet this man is going to possibly spend 37 years in prison. He's trying to raise some money at GoFundMe.com. For almost 5 years, the FDA has been attacking Daniel Smith of Spokane, Washington, for selling a mineral supplement that purifies water. It's been used in places like Africa by the Red Cross to prevent malaria. The product is called MMS, and that stands for Miracle Mineral Solution. And the active ingredient is sodium chlorite, C-H-L-O-R-I-T-E, a common mineral that is even used in some municipalities in the U.S. to purify water instead of chlorine. He will face a trial in less than 30 days, the culmination of close to 5 years of legal battles that could result in him spending 37 years in prison if convicted. Why? Because the FDA has not approved the product for health claims. Has the product killed anyone? No. Do FDA-approved products kill people? Absolutely. Anyway, an older study published by the Journal of the American Medical Association said that in 1998, 106,000 people died from prescription drugs every year. And a GAO study in 2013 found zero deaths due to dietary supplements. Zero, ladies and gentlemen. zero. And the FDA only approves drugs, and those drugs are man's drugs, not God's drugs. Sodium chloride is God's given item for us. Anyway, MMS is a simple solution of sodium chloride dissolved in distilled water. Sodium chloride is perfectly legal to buy, sell, import, export, and possess. It is still available to this day on eBay, Amazon, and from scores of online distributors. It has been marketed throughout the world for nearly a century, most notably for use in water purification. When mixed with weak acids, such as citric acid, sodium chloride is a precursor to a dynamic array of redox molecules effective in the eradication of yeast, mold, fungi, viruses, and bacteria, all which thrive in aqueous solutions, including human body water, and are leading cause of various disease symptoms throughout the world. Sodium chloride, properly acidified, contains no residual sodium chloride, as this is spent in the reaction. Hence, alleged dangers of sodium chloride is a misnomer. The resultant chemistry, if and when ingested, breaks down internally to oxygen, sodium, and chloride. 37 years, are you kidding me? It's used in Uganda to purify drinking water. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley. It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. If you need a Ghost AR-15, get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. And thank you for all your kind comments yesterday on my talking about whistleblowing, talking about the events that I have been involved in. You know, the struggle to tell the truth is a very real struggle. I mean, I wish it were not. I wish it were just as easy as saying, here are the facts, here's the truth. Now, somebody, let's have a group that convenes here, unbiased, that will do the right thing, take this information and do something with it. I wish it would happen. It doesn't, ladies and gentlemen, in the majority of cases. And when I went back through the events that have happened to me, it's not because it's important to, because it was me. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with you and perhaps inspiring you to be able to do the same thing when it comes to what is right. When I think of the thousands of people, and I'm probably with respect to the military, the hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people that have been involved in the complicity and conspiracy to commit crimes against our military, the numbers are just incredulous. Seriously. You know, before I released the information that I had obtained regarding the sale of biologicals and chemicals to Iraq, that President George Bush was involved in it, George Bush Sr., I was living in Houston at the time doing a radio show called Nurse Talk Radio. And I sent a news release to George Bush's office there in Houston that I was going to announce that he was responsible for the sale of biologicals and chemicals to Iraq and the ensuing, of course, monies that were transferred to a bank in Atlanta, Georgia, and how it was done. I told him I'm going to announce this. And I thought, what did I do that for? What was I thinking? And on the show, I said, do not think, after I revealed all this information, which, of course, wasn't going to be carried by CNN or Fox or anybody else, though I did get calls from them. Not because of the radio show, but because of some information that had appeared. And not one of them would tell the story. I'll tell you what happened to 60 Minutes in just a second. But at the end of the show, I said, and this was my final statement, do not think that silencing any of us will silence our story. It will only make us stronger. And I have lived with that ever since, and I believe that. You know, and I say that the Lord gave me the strength, serenity, peace. You know, I heard as clear as day. I mean, God doesn't talk to me, but I mean, I heard this verse clear as day in my head that I will keep you free of the terror in the night. And it has happened. And all I can say is you must make a decision what you want to do with issues that are right or wrong. I contacted 60 Minutes. No, wait a second. I was contacted by 60 Minutes. I forget the gentleman whose name escapes me. He died, and the black gentleman with the earring, if you remembered 60 Minutes years ago, was contacted by his primary researcher and said, I understand you have evidence that the United States sold biologicals and chemicals right directly to Iraq just prior to the Gulf War. Is that correct? And I said, yes. They said, we need that information. It was a Friday afternoon. He said, we need this information tomorrow, Saturday, and sent to this gentleman's home. And I said, okay, it's going to take me a little bit of time, but I will get as much as I can together for you. So they gave me their account number at 60 Minutes, and I got the documents off to them, and they were shocked, and they wanted more, and they wanted more, and they wanted more. For 6 weeks, information was being sent back and forth on how the United States operated at this time. 6 weeks into the research, they called me and said, the producer said, the story is dead. I said, what do you mean? He said, we are not going forward with the story. I said, what is inaccurate? He said, we're not going forward with the story. That was 60 Minutes. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Riley.